Well, you know, the whole thing is I went into the military from there, and that's how that happened. So once I joined the military, I was stateside, and then I got out the military and I just stayed stateside. So that's pretty much how that happened. But it was a huge, you know, when I talk to people about transitioning, you know, those are some of the transitions, you know, why they call me a transition expert. Those are some of the transitions that I went through. I transitioned from the island life into the shock therapy of being in the military, not just being in the military from someone who's also in the stateside. I was in, it was a culture shock just being around the different people, being around the different climate. Because I was, when I went into the military, it was in the winter. You know, I grew up in 90 degrees year round. You know, so that was a transition. Then I transitioned out from the military into corporate. Did that for a few years, and I transitioned from corporate into entrepreneurship. So I had a life of transitions that pretty much allowed me to see some of the best practices, what you should and should not do.
Fantastic. Did you ever, as you were growing up, did you ever have ideas and thoughts of being a speaker and a writer doing?
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. I mean, if you told me, I mean, you hear people say this, and I know what they mean now. If you told me that I would be doing any of what I'm doing right now, I'll be telling you you're crazy. You got no one. I had no idea, no vision, no foresight, none of whatever else inkling that I'll be doing what I'm doing. I had no idea. Yeah. And you know, I go into some of that in my book, pretty much about how it was pretty much in me, but I didn't know what it was in me. You know, growing up, I was always a straight A student. I was great academically. Just had very rebellious ways. Now, those rebellious ways took me down the wrong road at times, got me into trouble. But I was someone that would speak truth to power. I wasn't a person that can be controlled or misled. And that's just who I was as a person. But no one was really channeling that energy or grooming what I can do with it to really make a positive impact on society. So it was pretty much a rogue, uncontrolled, untamed type of environment that I carried. And over years, it just took years upon years upon years for me to stumble, fall, embarrassments, failures. And then, you know, all of a sudden, I just had my moment of discovery. And it was just a turning point. And none of, it's almost like I've been preparing for this all my life just by being the type of person I was. Because what I'm doing now is pretty much the same thing. I'm going against the tidal wave, and, you know, my publishing company sums it up as going against the grain of publication. So that's really what I do. I go against what is set for you, but not going against it in a positive way.
Fantastic. It's funny you said that, because I watch, well, I don't watch all the time, but sometimes I watch a show called Game. So that's really what I do. I go against what is set for you, but now I'm going against it in a positive way.
Fantastic. It was funny you said that, because I watch, well, I don't watch it all the time, but sometimes I watch a show called Gangland. It's kind of violent, but you know, when I look at some of the people who are like running gangs and they're doing like illegal stuff, but as I watch it, I was like, you know, these are some really brilliant guys. To be, I mean, they came up with their own language. And they had the city all set up as which areas that, you know, they were going to market the drugs and all. And I mean, I'm not promoting that part of it. It was just the fact that these guys had natural business abilities. And I kept saying to myself, wow, if only they could use that something positive, I mean, they would have empires. You know what I mean? It just,
yeah,
I think of that when you talk, you know?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. I mean, we all have, there's all a, what can I say?
a lineage that that goes through society. Okay, there's this line that, that runs through society. And some people are living above the veil, some people are living below it, and some people are just filling in and pretty much just going with the masses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
you see these people that have enormous success and they're flying high above this line. You know, this line of life, this lineage of birth to destiny, you know, everyone's kind of walking this line.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are going against the grain are doing severe things, but in a negative light, they're living below it. So, like, those are the criminals. You have the criminals down below, a whole bunch of them, and then you have successful, positive changing people flying above it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this one line where the majority of the people are just getting by in society. So it's really no, it's not that much different in what we do. It's just what we use it for. So many of the people that are in prison, there are a lot of geniuses in there. Many of the people that are successful, many of them are criminals as well. So it's
right.
we are much closely aligned and alike than we like to admit. It's just really how we use it, the timing of it, the consistency of it, our resilience, our persistence, you know, that kind of stuff is what tailors the outcome of our lives.
Oh, yeah. But when did you realize that something deeper was going on with you? That, I mean, you obviously you had these skills and you're noticing something happening, but when did it really click, like, whoa, you know, my life's work is, like, calling me now?
You know, it was about 10 years ago this summer that I was just in a very, very dark place. My eldest son, he was 7 at the time. I remember just this. It's so vivid for me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was sitting in the living room and I was looking at him, and he was perpetuating, or I would say mimicking, the behavior of a thug, and I didn't, you know, sometimes we as people just think people should accept who we are and we're not doing that much different or we're not causing any harm or we're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
And it's largely because of the environment that we've been in, the lens that we see life through, and just the company that we keep. Sometimes you tend to think like your most, the person that you love the most, your favorite musician, you think everyone knows that musician.
Yeah.
As soon as you step out of your comfort zone, you step out of your element, and you're talking to someone else, you're like, man, don't you know such and such? They're like, who's that? No, I've never heard of them. And you're looking at them like you're crazy. What planet have you been living on?
Yes.
The exact same planet you've been living on.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, your life becomes your reality, and the longer you live in it, the bigger it seems to you. So this day I was looking at him, and I'm like, why is he? I just looked at him with different eyes, and I'm like, this guy acting like a thug. And it started to make me look at myself, and I said, he is imitating me. He's imitating the poor behaviors and how I'm carrying myself, and now I'm raising him into this world to do the same thing.
Wow.
That was just one of the things that happened. So many things happened at the same time. I tell people it was the darkest moment of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, professionally, relationally, I was going through a series of bad things, and I had to stop, and I said, you know what? I need to take a look at myself, because these things that are happening around me, though they may be effects, but what's really the cause? I got friends that are doing life sentences in prison. I got friends that have been murdered. I got friends that commit suicide.
Oh, wow.
These are the people that I've always been around, and I stand here today not even convicted of any felony. But I ran with these people all my life. So I had to stop at a moment and say, wait a second. What is my life really about? And what road am I going down? So that was really the start of my journey. And I started to change many things about my life. I just started to change the radio stations that I listened to, the places I exposed myself, the programs I watched on TV,
mm-hmm.
and it really started to shape me and mold me in a different way, where I started to see that I can make a positive impact in my own life, in my family's life, and in the lives of my community.
Wow.
And that's really where it happened. It was in a moment of darkness where all of this came from.
Well, you just never know when that, it's funny you said darkness, you know, when that light will hit you, you know?
Yeah, you never know. You never know. And, you know, people, I tell people, I say, you know, the man who fails is wealthier than a man who never tried.
Oh,
and
wow.
You have to encounter failure. You know, you hear people say you got to experience darkness so you can know what the light is. Mm. You got to experience bad times so you can appreciate the good.
Yes.
But we hate the discomfort of the darkness. We hate the discomfort of failure. We avoid embarrassment. And we don't get the takeaways. We don't view them as teachable moments. And all of this, just through the past decade, has been shaping and grooming me and making me realize that, you know, life is really practice. We never perfect it. Mm. So we can't expect to walk in perfection every single day.
That's
we will
right.
never know more than we don't know. We will always don't know. We will always have more ignorance than intelligence. So that simply means that we are bound to fail in certain areas. So it doesn't make sense to fear anything. Pack away that fear. Have your courage and face embarrassment. And once you start to do that, you're going to start to see success come through your life running rampant like a pack of dominoes that fell over.
I'm having a fantastic conversation with Devin A. Robinson, Sr., and he's known as the transition expert. And he's author of the book Power Move, How to Transition from Employee to Employer. Now, Devin, there is a book out there that really had an impact on your life and your career. That's something about somebody living next door, a millionaire, or something like that. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. The Millionaire Next Door.
Yeah,
you know, there are a couple of books that really, really shaped my life, and I'm not even afraid to say. Millionaire Next Door was one of them. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was one of them. And Think and Grow Rich was one of them. And
yes.
My Cheese had some influence on me, too.
But yes.
I'm always reading, you know, self-help, self-improvement type stuff.
Yes.
Really trying to shape and grow myself spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
But the book, you know, professionally, the book Millionaire Next Door, there was something that was in that book that really, really, really turned on the light bulb. And it was a part of the book when it said that people view a job as security, as a safe place, over owning your own business. And people don't realize that when you own a business, you got to upset tons of people, meaning all your customers, in order to stop your income. When you're on a job, you only have to upset one person.
Mm-hmm.
That's your boss, to stop 100% of your income.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself was like eye-opening. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
So it was just eye-opening, and it really put me on a journey to embrace entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship is not an easy thing. But if you're prepared for it, you have the research, and you get the right conditioning, it comes second nature. You know, and I've haven't held a corporate job in, you know, almost 10 years, my A job. And my businesses have just been flourishing. I've been blessing people. I train people. I show them how to succeed in their businesses. And it really, now today, it doesn't feel like I work a day in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Now, in the beginning of this show, I was saying how a lot of people feel that when you own your own business, you know, you can lie on the beach drinking pina coladas while everyone is working. Has that been your experience? Or is it like that now? Maybe it's like that later on. Maybe it might be like
yeah.
that.
But you know, the thing is, let me break that down relatively. I mean, you can be on a beach sipping pina colada, earning $35,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a business is really just owning a system. Is what I explained.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Explain that to my students, because I teach business and economics at colleges too.
Yes.
It's just breaking it down in its basic, rarest form.
Mm-hmm.
A business is just a system. It's nothing else. Forget the legal registrations. Forget employees. Forget a building. Forget certification.
Mm-hmm.
Forget inventory. Forget all that. Business is simply the exchange of goods and services, which means it's a system. Okay? Now, you, when you want to go into business, you design whatever system you want to operate or what system you want to own. So that's all you own, a system. So whether it be you need a building, okay, so you set up the building because it's based on what you want to get into. So you design this entire system, a building, store hours, its location, the phone hours, your employee payroll, their pay schedule, their pay rates. All of this is simply creative art. It's just an empty canvas. A business is just an empty canvas. And you as an entrepreneur or as the owner, you show up to that canvas and you paint it the way you want it to look.
Very good.
So,
yeah. So
if you're doing that, if you're doing that, you're deciding what is your goals, what are your goals, what you want to get into, what type of revenues you want to have, where you want the business to be located, what type of lifestyle you want to have. Mm-hmm. All this is totally in your hand. So you said something that was very simple. Yes, sipping pina colada on the beach. But we gotta look at that or do some backward integration on that. And say, okay, first you got to find out what makes you satisfied, what are you content with, and then you can say how soon you can be on the beach sipping.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Now, you see, the thing is, some people, I mean, the majority of businesses don't even generate over $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like in books, okay? Over 90% of the authors do not sell 100 copies or more of their books.
Right.
The vast majority of authors sell less than 100 copies. Okay? So, to the naked eye, you're looking at someone saying, oh man, they're an author. Their life is great. Well, really, not really. It's the same thing with business.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in business and not be super rich or super wealthy.
Yes.
But the objective in business is to be super happy.
There you go.
Not to be super wealthy or super rich. So you got to look at it and say, okay, what's going to make me happy? What type of lifestyle I'm going to have? What type of freedom I'm going to have? And you paint that canvas exactly the way you want it to look. You're the architect.
Very, very good. So now, does a person have to have a lot of money in order to start that?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, you can, I mean, if you think about it, once again, you want to be a landscaper? No. $100-$200 get you a lawnmower and you go out.
Yeah, you're breaking it down. Yeah, definitely. No, it
you
makes
see what
sense.
I mean? I mean, you can really build. I mean, I have clients that I help build landscaping businesses. That's why I even said that. You know, take $100-$200. You still have a job. You buy you a lawnmower, riding mower, whatever. You sell out some flyers in direct marketing. You hire someone to do the yards for you. You pay them per hour, you pay them per yard, you take the rest, you reinvest in the business, you grow it that way.
Mm.
And now I have clients that have very successful landscape businesses. They have fleets of vehicles and all types of equipment and all that stuff. And on the flip side, I've helped people start vending businesses, which I actually owned back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Doesn't take that much money. $300-$400, get you a vending machine, you go around, you put them in different locations, and you make great money. You make triple, quadruple your investment every week. You know.
Okay, I'm jotting some of this stuff down. Normally, Darius is the one jotting down notes, you know, until we have a guest on the show. No, that makes a lot of sense, though, what you're saying.
I mean, it's just a system. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And people are so fearful of business. Business shouldn't be boring. It should be exciting. It should be happy. It should be a release.
Mm-hmm.
It should be low stress. That's what business is supposed to be about. You find what you love, paint that canvas, and be successful.
Very good.
I mean, there's a lot of other elements that I go into
mm-hmm.
in the book. You know, business is just a three-step process, marketing, sales, operations. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you just got to build a system, design a system around that.
You know, I was thinking about what you're saying about this being happy and the amount of books. You know, we just wrote our second book called Don't Just Dream About It, Wake Up. And it just came out a couple of weeks ago. And it's slow, of course, in the beginning. It's slow and everything. But the joy we've gotten from putting that book together, and a few people already read it. You know, we've gotten the email and everything. And also, which I thought was funny, the it opened up opportunities to do other things that brought money. Like, you know, I do a meditation group, a monthly meditation group, and it came once they were interviewing me and talking to me, but they were like, oh, I don't know. And when I took the first book we had, I just took it out and showed them, oh, yeah, by the way, we're also authors of this book. And right away, that changed everything.
Right.
Like you were saying, their minds must have went all over the planet. But I got that job of doing hosting that meditation group monthly through.
Oh, wow.
So it's just amazing how
that
works.
Good stuff.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, this is wonderful. Well, as I said before, I'm having a great conversation with... I mean, I am so wild up and excited. It's funny, you have such a love for life. I can hear it in your voice. I mean, the internet is, like, on fire right now. I'm talking with Devin A. Robinson, Sr., and he's known as the Transition Expert, and he's author of the book Power Move, How to Transition from Employee to Employer. Now, this is the moment in our show where we like to just sort of slow down and take a nice deep breath and sort of just remember what all of this is all about. You know, it's all about serving life, serving the planet, doing what you love, and helping people on their path. So I'm just going to get everyone to sit back and relax. And when we come back, we'll even talk with Devin about spirituality and how does that fit in building a successful business. Okay, so just sit back and take a nice deep breath. And I want to share with you some affirmations on life and successful business. Knowing that all is well, my mind is at peace. The peace that is beyond understanding. And in this peace I live, move, breathe, and have my being in this truth. I am the beloved of God. I am open and receptive to all the good of life. I am thankful for everything in my life. I am so thankful for all the success that I have at this very moment. My vision for my business is always clear and focused. I am so happy and so grateful, for I know the truth that I deserve to have a successful business. As my commitment to help others expand, so does my prosperity. Every action I take supports and expands my company's potential. I am persistently moving my business towards success, and my business is growing every single day. Amazing opportunities are constantly coming my way. Great money-generating ideas come to my attention in ways that are expected and unexpected. I allow my awareness of the divine to permeate every aspect of my life. I am guided to experience only the very best that life has to offer. I allow peace, joy, and love to lead the way. Thank you. I am an innovative and intelligent business person, applying sound and honest business practices. Therefore, my business is successful. My business is becoming more and more profitable with each passing day, for I know who I am. I am in joy because I know that all my needs are met. My life is filled with abundance of every kind, and it reveals the awesomeness and the power of God. It is truly great to be me. It is truly great to be alive. All is magnificent in my life. And so it is. You're listening to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. Our guest today is Devin A. Robinson, Sr., author of the book Power Move, How to Transition from Employee to Employer. Okay. All right, we're back. So what does that mean?
I'm here. I don't know if I can get back in a zone. I feel so at peace.
That's my favorite part of this show. Let's see now. Let's check out my
little. Patience is good for the soul.
Oh, isn't it great? Now, obviously, you've got something really huge and powerful going on with you. How important...
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, you just can't miss it. As far as, like, spirituality and stuff like that, how important is recognizing, say, something bigger than we ourselves as far as business is concerned? Is it an important thing?
You know, it's absolutely important. You know, I'm a prayer warrior.
Oh, great.
I pray 3 to 5 times a day.
Mm.
And, you know, my prayers are always targeted towards asking for the discernment to know how to be a good steward of my blessings.
Oh.
And it's not a matter of asking for more,
mm-hmm.
but it's asking me how I can bless more people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I incorporate helping others in what I do, I think I find that I'm just a piece of the bigger puzzle. I don't see what I do as the end all be all, as a panacea to our community. I don't see business as, you know, the top of the food chain. I view business as a way to free ourselves from situations where we feel we're in captivity. Now, not everyone's designed or has a desire to even be employers, you know, or
right.
entrepreneurs. But I tell people, not everyone can be an employer, but everyone can be an owner. Everyone can own something.
Oh, okay.
You owning something, whether if you're working for someone 9 to 5, that's fine. Then own some property, own a rental property, own some, you know, some type of business that sends you passive revenue. And the reason I say that is because you need to create your own safety net. It's no longer about 401ks or Social Security, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When we have the ability to take care of ourselves economically, we give ourselves a freedom of a voice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people that are stifled. Their voice is stifled. I run into them all the time. I can't do such and such because my company wouldn't like that. I can't go out and fight this cause, or I can't reveal that, you know, I go to this certain church, or I can't reveal my certain lifestyle because I'll be fired. So many people have the economic umbilical cord tied to their chest that they're unable to free themselves and live in the true purpose of who they are. And so really that's so much of the bigger picture of being an employee to an employer or having your own or having economic sustainability. It's more about you being able to bless the world with the talents and the gifts of who you truly are, your true personality. You're able to live uncontained, and that's what this world should benefit from. People that can be free to stay and act as they please. So many people can't. So many people are stuck because they're in relationships that they can't get out of because they can't take care of themselves or people taking care of them. And these relationships aren't just personal relationships, they're also professional relationships. So business is tied so much to who we are as a people, our purpose, and our mission in life. You know, I tell people, I can say whatever I want in society as long as it's not illegal or a threat. I get arrested.
Yes.
But I can express my true opinion because there's no one that can stop my economic sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's really about, freeing people in our community.
Great. Now, you mentioned do not chase money. So what does that mean to you? I know that has a meaning behind it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You never want to chase money because then you find yourself going from one thing to the next. You go from one thing to the next. And as you're changing and going from one thing to the next, chasing money, the clock is ticking. And you may never get to who you truly are. What I tell people is find your purpose. Find what you would do for free. Now, listen to me, Darren. This is very important what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because who I am on this phone is who I am when I hang up the phone. Who I am when I'm on radio, TV. I'm the same person when I'm at home sitting in my living room.
Yes.
What I'm saying to our listeners is you want to go after who you truly are. Once you step into who you truly are, you're gonna show this radiance about yourself, this passion about what you're doing, that money will come to you.
Yes.
And you have to be able to weather the storm of what it is you do. Now, when I say what you do what you want to do, live in your purpose of doing what you do professionally, what you would do for free.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing right now, I mean, I probably shouldn't say this, but I would do this for free.
Yes, I know what you're saying, though, yes.
I'm telling you, I would go, you know, I teach business and economics, and I get excited just talking about business, you know. Economics. I've created economics courses, teach about 10 different economics courses and tons of business courses.
Mm.
And when I'm standing in front of that classroom, I feel like I'm robbing the bank.
Yes.
And I've been teaching college for over 5 years now, and I haven't taken a semester off in those entire 5 years.
Because you enjoy it so much.
I enjoy it so much. I teach over 100 students every semester.
Mm.
And people ask me, how do you find time to do all this stuff? I said, let me ask you a question. Do you have to find time for recreation? You find time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? My life is one big recreation for
me. Nice. No, it really is.
I mean, I'm having fun. You know, people will find time for vacations.
Oh, yeah.
And to hang out and socialize and all that. What I'm saying is, I get up every day in a vacation. So that's how I find time, because I don't have to find time to get away from something I love.
There you go. It kind of reminds me of, like, an Oprah. She was talking to someone, and something about the money came up. She said, are you kidding? Honestly, I won't live long enough to spend this money. I'm doing what I love doing what I do. She loves empowering people. And of course, the money helps her to do other great things and help more people. But like you said, she would just do that if she didn't have to, say, like, pay bills and eat and things like that. She really loves what she's doing.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you do what you love, mm-hmm. you do it with such efficiency, no one has to tell you to get up. You know, you're not going to believe me, right? But you know, for the past 10 years, I haven't used an alarm clock. Ever.
Wow.
Ever. I don't come use one until up to now. I haven't used one in the past 10 years. My body just gets up because I'm excited to get up.
About life. Oh, that is fantastic.
I haven't used an alarm clock in 10 years.
Wow.
If I have a flight to catch at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. I don't have to use an alarm clock for that.
It's awesome.
I haven't used one in 10, and it's because when you're doing what you love, you're going to just be stepping into this zeal about life.
Mm.
And that's what it is for me. Teaching, empowering, helping others, blessing others, being a blessing, sharing your gifts. You don't have to. No alarm clock. I'm gonna get up before the alarm clock.
Right.
I'm gonna be the alarm clock for the alarm clock. I mean, that's what it really boils down to.
This is interesting. Hey, you know, my mind. I'm a really big fan of like biographies and things like that. And when they talk to different really extremely successful people, it, like you said, it's all the same story, pretty much. You know,
yeah.
It's everything that they're doing has a bigger calling underneath it, behind it, and it's something that they love to do. And they all say the same thing. They go to bed at night just eager to start the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
They all say the same thing, yeah.
Let me tell you, I get so excited on Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. I'm like waiting for Monday morning. I can't wait.
Awesome.
And I know people may think that this is just media talk. This is, I'll tell you, this is really, really my life. Like, I'm looking forward to Monday. I'm making a list of what I'm going to do on Monday.
I really believe you.
And I get up, and I'm just running to do it. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm coming to my office and, you know, interacting with my staff and stuff, and it's almost like I can tell sometimes they're like, eh, you know, you don't have to be here. And I'm like, yeah, I want to be here.
Yeah.
If I'm not on the road, traveling and whatnot, you know, I just don't sit at my house, even though I can and I got the power and ability to. I gotta go make things happen.
Yes, yes.
And that's I feel like I'll be cheating people if I go to the grave with all the talents and the knowledge that I've encompassed over the years.
Yeah.
So you just gotta share your gifts. And once you share your gifts and you become good at it, people don't have to tell you to practice or tell you to study or tell you to research.
Oh yeah.
You're loving to do it, so you're gonna be inadvertently, by default, just becoming better and better and better because you're doing what you love.
Beautiful.
So the better you become at doing it, the more people see value, and the more value they see, the more they're willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it's about, honing in on your skills, developing what you have, and let your light shine, and others will see that too.
Well, we had a friend over, he's on the show. In fact, everybody that we have on the show, they all sound the same when it comes to life and what they're doing. And he's a poet. He's 34, and he's written like 14 books. And he's also a friend of ours. And he was over one night. We were going over something. I was going to do a little book signing or something together. And And it got kind of late, so he ended up staying over to the next day. And in the morning, you know, when we got up, I asked him, "What, he breakfast or whatever?" I mean, he was so excited about getting home because he said while he was here the night before, a poem popped up in his head.
Mm.
And he just couldn't wait to get home and get to the desk and start writing. I mean, it was like kind of funny to watch. He's like a little kid, like, "Oh, I just can't wait to get home," you know?
You know what? I don't even wait. You know, I got part of my system is, you know, my book, this last book that I just wrote, 70% of that book was written on my telephone.
No kidding. Oh, you just started right away. Just started.
I start right away. As soon as the ideas come, I pull my car over, I start writing right away, and I email chapters to myself.
Oh, yeah, so that way you won't forget. Yeah.
When I get to my desk, I take it, I insert it into my manuscript, I arrange it, do everything, and put it together, make a piece of the book.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. This is going to be one of my morning shows I'm going to listen to while I'm getting dressed. You know, I do that every morning, and I get all fired up and get out of here. So this is definitely one of them on the list, because this is great. Because you never know how the show is going to turn out. And this is fantastic. And I really appreciate you coming on. Do you believe we have 1 minute left?
Oh, wow.
I know.
Man, that happened quickly.
Yeah, this show just slapped.